Radio Valencia. DJ Fraser. Putting the pin in.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia. Sounds of the Mission.
This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
You don't have to be as high as La Paz.
To observe that she lives, that's uniting us.
Boyaca, Ukraina mama, straight to Boyaca, to see my Colombiana. Some say it is all illusion, illusion indeed.
But sometime a good illusion is all you need.
Well, hello, Casbah Club listener. How are you doing today? This is your Selector King Rat here on Tuesdays, whenever possible, to play rock and roll for you from around the world. And I've missed the last couple weeks, but I'm back on the air here at the North of Boston radio station, simultaneously broadcasting at the Radio Valencia radio station, coast to coast from the Boston Bay Area, Bay to the San Francisco Bay. We go bay to bay here at the Casbah Club. Again, I'm your Selector King Rat, and I play songs. I went to go see Gogo Bordello a few days ago, and the opening band was a band called Puzzled Panther, who are another New York band, kind of just a fun rock and roll indie punk. I don't know what you call them. They're pretty good. And anyway, that first song, From Boyarka to Boyaca, sounded just like a Gogo Bordello song, but it's credited to Puzzled Panther. The lead singer of Gogo Bordello is their producer, and he does vocals on that song. Anywho, that's how I started the show. From Boyarka to Boyaca, Puzzled Panther featuring Gogo Bordello. Coming up now, I have a new song by a band you might have heard of called Depeche Mode. They are still making music. They're probably, I'm going to say, 45 years old now. 40 years old? 40 something. They've been around some decades. But anyway, this is a new song by them. It's called Universal Soldier. It goes like this. We'll be right back.
leave until I had eaten all my greens. It wasn't my decision, no, it wasn't up to me. Out there in the garden, or the patio beneath, what did Lucy find there? What did
you
Lucy
can
see?
Yeah.
to tell you what you heard. That set started 15 minutes ago or so with a new song by Depeche Mode called Universal Soldier. And it was followed by a Western Australia band called Rat Salad doing a song called Southerly. After that, we had Man, Woman, Chainsaw, which was the song called What Lucy Found There. Man, Woman, Chainsaw, I believe, are an English band. And then the last one was a band called Y, just the letter Y, also from England, I think London. The song was called Skipper. I guess they figured if someone can have a band called X, they can have a band called Y. And there's probably out there a band called Z, or if it was an English band, it would be called Z, I suppose. So yeah, there's your four songs for to start off the show today. Again, I am King Rat, here to play music for you on the Casbah Club show. Hopefully new stuff that you might not have heard before. That is the goal. It's a discovery show. We're discovering things. Our next one is a band called My First Time, and this song is called Picture of Health.
Ignore my popcorn lungs, ignore my broken back and that spoon. There's diesel in my petrol generator. There's no coffee on my grounds. I'm sleeping in the elevator, dreaming in mellow jazz sounds. Well, there's a man with a bag, and I heard he's coming round, and that he's got a few answers for me, and that he could help me sleep again. I heard he tells a sad story that comes up daisies by the end. I just need a little time. We get in there. I just need a little. And slick in my hair. Slick in my hair, just finding my way, just minding my pace, just finding my way, minding my pace.
right, so let's see that set there. Started with a Bristol, UK band called My First Time. The song was Picture of Health. Followed that with an Israeli band out of Tel Aviv called The Great Machine. The song was ABQ. I thought that song rocked pretty nicely. Big Special was the third song there out of the UK also, the West Midlands. The song was called Slug Life, and that last band goes by Israeli Chicks, and they are from Australia. The song was called Leisure. Pretty fun little rock and roll set there. A couple Brits, an Australian, and an Israeli band. We like to move. I'm speaking in the third person here. Move all over the world when we track down songs to play for you. Get us out of our Euro and American centric mindset when it comes to music. That's what I try to do. Let's see, coming up next. Okay, this is a cool one. This is The Boss doing The Pogues, A Rainy Night in Soho.
For me, you're the measure of my. Obama. Who's Messi?
Becky.
Who's Lady D?
Becky.
Who is Gandhi? Who's Sarkozy?
Who is BB?
Who is sorry?
Who killed Bambi?
Becky. My name is Becky.
Becky.
I live in Mars. Can see the Earth. So far away. No vanity. Who is healthy?
Who is healthy?
Who is happy?
Who is happy?
Who is lonely?
Who is lonely?
Where is Mommy?
Where is Mommy?
Who killed Bambi?
I am Becky.
I live in Mars.
Can see the Earth.
Can see the Earth.
So far away.
I can see lights.
Thousands of lights.
They think they're bright.
They think they're smart.
For me, it's okay.
God no pity.
God no mercy.
Okay, I am back to tell you about what you just heard. So we started off the set with the first and probably last time I'm going to play Bruce Springsteen on my radio show. Nothing against Bruce Springsteen. It's just, you know, boomer rock is not what I'm going for here with the Casbah Club show. But anyway, that was a cover of Rainy Night in Soho by the Pogues. Apparently, Springsteen is part of a Shane McGowan tribute album that's coming out, which will also feature Tom Waits, Jesus and Mary Chain, The Libertines, and others. And this is the first single for it, a live version of Rainy Night in Soho. See, I followed up that song with Noir Désir, a French band. The name of the song was L'Avant Ne Portera. I don't know. It's French. Noir Désir were kind of a hot item in the late 90s, early aughts. And until they broke up. And the reason they broke up is because the lead singer went and killed his girlfriend and had to go to jail. It's fun. I've been listening to this. I don't listen to podcasts, but I've been listening to this podcast called The History of Rock and Roll in 500 Songs. And it's really, really good. I have to like make an effort, though, to listen to podcasts. But anyway, this one is worth checking out. You can just Google it if you're interested. The History of Rock and Roll in 500 Songs. But it's so many times. I mean, he starts in like the late 30s working up to, you know, where rock and roll came from. But there are so many people in the history of the music, in music history, in rock history specifically, or even before that, just the musicians and industry people, there's so many of them are just terrible, just awful people who do awful things to each other. Like right now, the episode I'm on, they're talking about Chuck Berry, who was apparently, as far as anyone concerns, a total piece of shit and was like terrible to everyone. But, you know, super crucial to the history of rock music. Anyway, so there is also Noir Désir. So Noir Désir, maybe not Chuck Berry, but I think they're a really good band. It's a shame that the lead singer had to be, you know, a fucking idiot and ruin someone's life and their whole family. But it's a good song, I guess. Followed that up with a song called Pecky Pecky Song, and that was a band that goes by Tipota, which is a side project of Manu Chao, along with a Greek actress singer whose name is Kleila Renesi. Turns out Tipota just means nothing in Greek. So that song was a lot of nothing. Pecky Pecky Song. And then the last one was an artist called Haley. The song was Last War. When I tried to look up Haley, I found a bunch of Haleys. It's really not a good idea to name your, you know, go on under a name that's really commonly found, and there's more than one with that name. I mean, I guess this is actually Haley's real name. Their name is Haley Benar. If you liked it, look up Haley Benar, American singer-songwriter person. The song there was Last War. Okay, coming up next. Wow, it's 3 o'clock already, or almost. I've already done an hour of show. The next one is one of my favorite sort of post-rock bands called Yard Act. And it's a little unique and cool, and I think you might like it if you've liked stuff I've played so far, maybe. This song is called The Trenchcoat Museum.
Who from and what for? 'Cause I wear it when I'm headed off to war.